Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was fascinating because it was Greg Proops, who is always a freaking delight on the Dork Forest because he's plug and play.
Oh, yeah.
And he's always got these anecdotes about people. And that, and he was talking Negro Leagues baseball.
Oh, okay.
So, and he has gotten to host some stuff and meet some of the old guys.
Oh, wow.
And
that's cool.
He is beside himself with how cool it all is. And he loves, and he gave, he recommended like a half a dozen books, and I want to send them all to my dad, except for that. I don't know that my father's into baseball as much, but but I know my brother Phil is, and he likes a book. And so, but Oscar Charleston was sort of the standout. That was one of his favorites.
Okay. He was a player?
He was a player in the Negro Leagues, and then he was a manager, and he managed. There were three women who played in the Negro Leagues at a professional level.
Okay.
And a woman named Peanut. Anyway, her nickname was Peanut. We're gonna go with that. And but there's... I think I was telling you in the car about they got to do all the things that they ruled out of baseball, making baseball sound much more interesting.
Oh, right.
In the Negro Leagues than it does today, because there was Oscar Charleston, I guess, was so strong he could squeeze the ball and break the Hey, the ice cream truck is coming by.
I'm gonna close the door for some soundproofing. Vague soundproofing.
The tiniest of all soundproofing. Anyway, so but it made the baseball seem so much more interesting.
Sure, anything that's more dangerous.
Right, and
for the players.
For more, right, they don't know. Like when the pitcher was then, he would just throw a ball and it would be all wonky because the cover of the ball was off.
Right.
So you couldn't, like a batter couldn't plan on it. And it was just one great story after another. It's a great episode.
It sounds awesome.